A global health emergency. That's what the World Health Organization is now calling the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The virus has taken more than 1,600 lives since last year. And then this week, Ebola was confirmed in a major city, and that's raising alarms. Goma has nearly 2 million people, and it's also a major transportation hub. Tariq Riebel directs Ebola response in Goma with the International Rescue Committee.
I think the wider population has been very worried. We're seeing people really reacting very strongly to this. Despite the fact that we're almost at the one-year anniversary of the outbreak, the epicenters have been very far away from Goma in the northern part of the province of North Kivu. And we do think that many people in the population have possibly been a bit too sanguine, a bit too relaxed about the situation overall. For us working on the response, however, this has always been an inevitability. And in some ways, we've been surprised that there haven't been more cases over time, pleasantly surprised, of course, given the movement of population between the epicenters in the north and Goma.
So what does this declaration of a global health emergency actually mean? Is it a global threat?
We don't think that it's a global threat at this point. We have seen only 3 cases cross the border to Uganda. They were part of the same family, and that was rapidly contained and didn't lead to any transmission in that country. But we are extremely concerned by the fact that it has been 1 year now that this outbreak has been ongoing with consistent numbers and that the transmission seems to be continuing unabated.
So when it comes to containing the Ebola virus and this continued risk of it moving across international borders, what does declaring the outbreak, a global health emergency in the DRC, actually do?
Well, for one, we hope that on the positive side that it will increase the level of attention to this crisis. Many people have probably not even been aware that this is already the second biggest Ebola outbreak of all time. And we hope that donors will respond by supporting the response on the ground with additional means. However, on a slightly more negative note, we are concerned that some governments may react in an alarmist fashion, and we would hope that there wouldn't be any travel restrictions imposed on Congo. We're concerned that that could impact the response in terms of the movement of healthcare workers and medical supplies. And furthermore, that for Congolese people that are moving across borders, that if they're prevented or they're restricted from moving, that they might seek more clandestine measures that would make contact tracing much more difficult.
As you say, Tariq, the outbreak has been growing since last August. Why wait till now to declare it an emergency?
Well, I do think that when we look at the transmission, as I mentioned, besides the 3 cases that have crossed into Uganda, we have not seen an international case. And even the cases in Uganda were very clearly cases that came out of known epicenters and, in fact, even known contacts, so that they were very much Congolese cases. So in that sense, it hasn't had that international dimension we saw, for example, in West Africa, where we had 3 countries with active transmission over a very long period. And then, of course, cases going into other countries, not just neighboring, but on different continents as well. We have not seen that in this outbreak. So that international dimension has been lesser.
The hope, as you said, is that more resources will come into play with the declaration of a global health emergency for this Ebola outbreak. But is that also kind of the point of declaring this emergency, to get more funding?
Absolutely. I think that's probably one of the key positive impacts of the declaration. I don't think anyone would have thought this was going to go on for this long. So in that sense, it's very different to other outbreaks of Ebola, which usually have been very short, usually 3 months or thereabouts. So this already is a completely different animal compared to those, and therefore continued attention is needed to bring this to an end.
We've spoken here on The World with a doctor on the ground in Beni, one of the hotspots of this outbreak, and he says they have the drugs, they have the capacity to treat people, but mistrust and militia violence mean that people are hesitant to seek help, and that lessens their chance of survival, of course, and increases the chances of Ebola spreading. Will this declaration do anything to ease those challenges?
Indirectly, they may cause some of the attention to shift. On the medical side, as the colleague stated, we have everything we need in terms of treatments and vaccines. I think where we need improvement is on the community side. We need to be able to win the trust of communities by communicating clearly with them, by being able to collaborate and work with them together, and being able to do a better job of outreach. I think that's the key aspect that all of us are trying to improve on in this response, and that ultimately will bring this to an end.
Tariq Riebel with the International Rescue Committee speaking with us from Goma, the Democratic Republic of Congo. Thank you very much. Good luck.
Thank you.